You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Good news for Indiana basketball fans. Malik Renew is going to return. That comes to us from a podcast with the Hoosier Hysterics. Malik, a guest, said, yeah, I'm coming back. We'll go over what that means to Indiana University basketball. It's obviously a good thing. You've got a junior with talent back. That's a point of differentiation for any basketball program, but especially for Indiana, who is seeing, I don't want to say unprecedented turnover, but significant turnover. All right, NCAA tournament ongoing. We've got three winners so far. Illinois is being tested by Morehead State. We'll talk about maybe the most annoying broadcast group in this tournament because, my God, like 3 miles from this house sits Dan Dockage, and he can analyze the living hell out of basketball, but we got this. And I'm not happy about it. I don't like turning the sound down, but by God, I will. Speaking of turning the sound down, people kind of getting on Sister Jean. She picked St. Peter's over Tennessee. What do you think a nun is going to do? She's 104 years old. Tennessee fans are being less than generous with Sister Jean in their depiction of her. I am blocking. I never block people on social media. I'm blocking all of these idiots. And feel pretty good about doing it. Purdue, they play tomorrow night. Are they going to be able to get by Grambling? I think they will. I want to show you before we do anything else. Wait. This is Inside Indiana Sports with Ken Sterling for the first day of the NCAA tournament, Thursday, March 21st, 2024. We're also going to talk about this day 5 weeks from now. 5 weeks from today, first round of the NFL draft up in Detroit. What are the Colts going to do? We're going to talk about that too. All right, we're brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie is a wonderful place to go. Do all you want. You need a reason to root for one of these teams? You go to MyBookie, you put a couple of shekels on a team, you exercise your brain, you try to figure out who's going to win, who's going to cover, what props are going to cover, and off you go. And before you even play, when you sign up, you use promo code Kent, you activate what could be a $1,000 signing bonus, sign-up bonus. How about that? That's winning before you even play. Make sure and subscribe. Like the video. It's the thumbs up icon for those of you who don't know. Liking is polite. It's Hoosier hospitality. I like every video I watch. If you want to make a donation, make a donation. And make sure if you do, leave a comment or a question. We will share it with the group. I want to show you the best thing about YouTube TV. They are not a paid sponsor. This is completely beside the point. There goes Julie. So Julie on the phone. Don't know who she's on the phone with. This, of course, during the show. How could she take a call? Anyway, YouTube TV is what you do. I'm not doing anything special. They have this automatically. I will show you. So this is what happens. You go to the homepage. And you get here, you've got that, you've got the Illinois game against Morehead State. I'm playing the four-bagger. I'm looking at all four games at one time. That's the coolest part, one of the coolest things about YouTube TV. I am a huge fan, especially today, because toggling, as good as we got at it back in the day when CBS carried the game and you demanded that bars toggle from one game to the other, I don't know. Things got complicated back in the day. They had satellites. where they could bring in all the games. Anyway, now they're right here in our living room, and it's phenomenal. All right, Malik Renu returning. This is good for Indiana. This means that you've got Galloway, Leal, and Renu. Probably Mbako, I'm guessing. Probably Cups, and probably Newton. And those are your guys. I think Khalil Ware is going to go to the NBA draft and stay there. I think everybody else, the guys who have left, have said they're entering the portal. They are going to be gone. Okay. You know what? You just crapped out and didn't get into the NCAA tournament. So a little bit of turnover is not a bad thing. Here's the thing. And Renew's a good player, but here is my plan for him in the offseason. All right, he needs to enroll in a foul management class that teaches the distinction between a foul and a non-foul, a block versus a charge, and how to respond to foul calls with a shrug instead of a look of pained disgust. That's the Malik Renu, a foul. He runs a guy over, puts him on the deck. The guy, whoa, my head. Oh, my God. Malik Renu is like this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We're not going to have that anymore. If he's going to come back, he's got to act like a human being. And that includes when a foul is called him or a foul is not called on somebody who he believes got in his grill. All right? And we are also going to teach Malik how to let it go so he doesn't commit a foul immediately following another foul that he's upset about because he couldn't lose the anger that he's got over the initial foul. That's what's going to happen with Malik Renu. You with me? You co-signing? Yes. If you're co-signing, like the video. It's easy. The key to Indiana next year is that Scott Dolson's got to be right. And what I mean by that is he's got to be right about Mike Woodson coming back. If this continues down the road it seems to be on, you cannot bring Mike Woodson back or fans going to get salty. And when the Indiana fans get salty, they don't just sit there quietly. They make the Malik Renu face and they make noises. And the noises sound like boo. We don't like boos at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. But Indiana fans feel like there's got to be a consequence for bad acts. And if Mike Woodson is going to author bad acts in his role as head coach of Indiana, then fans are going to respond. And that's the way it is. And to assign a moniker upon them like not true fans, that doesn't help any. So we'll see if Scott Dolson's right. If he is, good for him. If he's not, this program is going to continue to backpedal toward complete irrelevance because some of these fans are not going to come back. And that's a tragedy because there is no fan base in the world more loyal to a mediocre program than Indiana. Not even Cubs fans back in the day were as loyal to the Chicago Cubs, losers as they were for 108 straight seasons, than Indiana fans, who, over the last 11 years, have gotten to watch two winning Big Ten seasons. And still they come, 17,000 at a time, and still they write checks with a lot of zeros to fund the NIL collectives that help pay these guys. Indiana's got to get its head out of its ass and start playing real basketball. And that means Mike Woodson's got to let go of some of the concepts that he believes are time-tested and as true as the laws of physics. They're not. You got to shoot threes. I heard today Kenny Smith in a halftime said, you know what? Everybody these days shoots a plethora of threes. No, they don't. Indiana doesn't, and Indiana's watching this game from home. So Jason Gregg says, hey, Kent, your opinion, has the Colts lost ground in the division, at least on paper? I don't think so. I think the Colts have gained ground in the division. We'll talk about that in a second. Greatest 4 days of basketball of the year. How do IU assistant coaches still have jobs today? Rooting for Steve Alford in Nevada. I'll tell you how they have jobs today. Nobody is holding them accountable. That's how they have jobs today. Indiana basketball right now appears from the outside looking in to be a country club, a place where people pick up their paychecks, go rebound for players, you know, go watch a little bit of video and call it a day. And that just doesn't work for me. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think that that's the way Jordan Hulse and Calbert Chaney are behaving. But you know what? Does this look like a team that's coached hard? It doesn't. Does this look like a team that recruits hard? It doesn't. Zero commits. I think that speaks volumes to either a lack of effort or a lack of acumen in assigning interest or assessing interest from recruits who may or may not come to Indiana. So we shall see. I agree, David, 100%. These are the best 4 days of basketball all year long. And that Indiana isn't a part of it just tears our hearts out, doesn't it? Duquesne, Creighton, Michigan State, winners today. Moorhead State taking the Illini into the second half. That's a real game. Purdue, they're up tomorrow night. Grambling, 7:25, that game on TBS. You know we mock, but we love. We want Purdue to win this tournament. They should win tomorrow, and then they get the winner of Utah State and TCU. And then I think, you know what, for the Elite Eight, I've got Purdue playing against McNeese. I think Kansas loses, and I think McNeese wins their first round game. I think it's a sweet 16 battle between McNeese and Purdue, and I've got McNeese winning it because I've never seen Purdue get much further than the Elite Eight. Get to the Elite Eight. They've gotten there, but this is a team that kind of, their sphincter, you know what, could turn charcoal into diamonds when they get to that level of the tournament, or really any level of the tournament where they haven't put a team away. Like tomorrow night, if Grambling hangs around, yikes, the sphincter. Get your charcoal ready, and diamonds are gonna pour out of that program. That's disgusting. At any rate, 5 weeks from today, the first round of the NFL draft is going to be conducted, and the Colts are going to listen to the draft board. That doesn't mean that they're going to ignore their needs. Their needs, cornerback, safety, wide receiver. Those are pressing needs. You've got to have those guys. But you can't tell me that if Dallas Turner slips to 15, that Chris Ballard isn't going to take a really good, long, hard look at a guy like Dallas Turner as a kid who can elevate, or a player who can elevate the Colts pass rush beyond what it was last year with Ebicom and Pay and Dio. We'll see. But they could take, and they evaluate differently, like how you and I evaluate. And those guys do it professionally. And while we're right a lot of the time, still, you know, Ed Dodds, Morocco Brown, Chris Ballard, they have been at this for a long time, and they're going to see what they come up with. Their board is going to look a little bit different than the board we got in our head. As we do the mock drafts on all these websites, in particular, the Pro Football Focus website, because that's a cool one. You get graded at the end. I always get A pluses. I always feel like, you know, I ought to be an NFL general manager. I get A pluses on all my mock drafts. That's just awesome. I took Cooper DeJean today as a quarterback who maybe gets converted into a safety. We'll see. Anyone, you gotta either take a wideout or a corner, right? But there's so many of them in this draft who seem able to play. Maybe not as many cornerbacks, so maybe the Colts stand pat at 15. Maybe they take a corner. That, I think, is what I'm speaking for all of us. That's what we'd like to see. Man, I keep landing on games. Duquesne and then the Illinois game played on the same site. And they got the same crew calling the games. And it's the very professional Tom McCarthy as the play-by-play voice. And then Deb Antonelli and Avery Johnson. And Deb Antonelli is the guardian of all things obvious, right? She has that kind of with 12 seconds left in the game, and it's like a 4-point game, 5-point game. She says, you know, I think BYU is going to have to foul on the inbound. Or this possession, didn't even say on the inbound, said this possession. You think? You know, and Avery Johnson, what? If you're going to call a game, I mean, my God, it's one thing not to know the players, but you've got to know the name of the school. And the name of the school playing right now against Morehead State is not Illinois. It's Illinois. That needs to be managed into the noodle of Avery Johnson if he's going to call these games. What is going on? Who hires? I've been in that seat. I've hired guys. I love hiring guys and women. Yikes. They just, CBS and Turner just keep rolling out the same people. I mean, my God, Jim Spanarkle? What? Dan Bonner? What? Hire somebody who's going to say something interesting once, would you? All right, I'll get off my soapbox. Different strokes for different folks. We know what CBS does. CBS hires people who are going to be inoffensive. They don't like their phones to ring. You know, hello? Oh, yeah? Oh, you didn't like that, right? Ooh, he said what? Oh, goodness, yes, we'll have a talk. Managers don't like those calls, and managers at CBS especially don't like those calls. I never block anybody on X or any other social media. I make it a point. I want it. You know what? People lose their temper. They lose their minds. They say things. It's okay. But you come after 104-year-old Sister Jean of Loyola of Chicago. I got a problem. Sister Jean, for the first time, released her bracket. Now, she was 19 when the tournament started. So to say, you know, this is the first one in her life that she's released, she was of voting age today when the tournament began, when it first started. So it's been a long time. Anyway, she picked St. Peter. Do you think she's not going to pick St. Peter? Do you think that a nun is not going to pick St. Peter's to win in the first round, no matter who they play? Goodness. So Sister Jean picked St. Peter's instead of Tennessee. And ex-people from Tennessee have gone haywire and are referring to Sister Jean in very negative terms and ugly terms. So I'm blocking all their asses. One guy from Iowa State, I think, because he's Cyclone Harry or some idiocy. I blocked his ass. I'm not having it. You can't come after Sister Jean. My son played at Loyola of Chicago. He knows Sister Jean and what a terrific human being this is. You come after Sister Jean because you think it's funny? To hell with you. I'm done with you. By the way, Dan Lagle is celebrating, actually did celebrate his 50th birthday yesterday. His friends taking him out to St. Elmo's tomorrow night. Now, those are friends. Friends who take a birthday guy out to St. Elmo's, fills him full of shrimp and high-end liquors, and you have a big night with a lot of laughs. That's the kind of, I need those kinds of friends. My friends are very tight with a buck. They just are. They got a lot of money, but they don't spend it. I need friends who spend money. If you have unlimited wealth, and God knows most of the people on this channel who watch have unlimited wealth, or at least the intellect necessary to kind of compile that kind of wealth, give me a call. My dance card's it's wide open. Look, I got everything I need. I got my prize egg right there. I got candies, which I think have been in this bowl since we got the bowl about 22 years ago. I'm not eating these Dove chocolates because I'm afraid they've turned. I don't know if they go bad. Does chocolate go bad? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow. If I've got to get up in the middle of breakfast with Kent to use the facility and you hear the fan running, if I run from the room and you hear the fan and then explosive noises, you know what? Somebody call 911 for me, would you? Hopefully, Purdue tomorrow night gets the win. I don't know. I root for Illinois. I root for Big Ten teams when Indiana's not in it. And that, I think, is, you know, that's a dismay generating deal for me. Why root for Illinois, for God's sake? I still think of them as that athletic department under Neil Stoner as the AD, crooked as the day is long. I still think of Illinois in that way. I don't think they are that way. I think Brett Bielema has turned that program not around, but I don't think they're crooks anymore. Brad Underwood has turned Illinois basketball around. I like Brad Underwood just because of his interviews with Dan Dockich, where he sounds like a great guy to go out and drink a beer with. So I'm rooting for Illinois. If that makes me a disloyal Indiana fan, I'll own that. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Can't wait.